Senate Bill 214, an act to establish a telecommunications gross receipt tax to provide for its distribution and to repeal certain property taxes and certain gross receipts taxes paid by certain telecommunications companies.
Senate Bill 214 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Apa.
Thank you, Madam President. Before I begin my presentation, I have an amendment at the desk, and it has been passed out. 214FG.
Motion.
Senator Apa moves Senate Bill.
Excuse me. 214FI.
Senator Apa moves that Senate Bill 214 be amended as follows. On page 1 of the Senate Taxation Committee in gross bill, delete line 9. On page 2, line 9, delete and does not include radio common carrier and insert the term telecommunications service does not include specialized mobile radio service, private mobile radio service, one-way cable television service, or pay-per-view cable television service. On page 2, delete line 10.
Is there a second discussion on the APA motion to amend?
Thank you, Madam President. If I may address the bill and the amendment.
That's granted.
I'd like to address the amendment. The amendment was put in to make sure that television was not taxed. At the present time, television pays a 3% franchise tax. But because of today's technology, if you have a modem on your TV, you send a message out through that modem saying, I want to receive a movie, and the movie comes back to you. So under the definitions of Senate Bill 214, technically that could be taxed. This amendment will take care of that problem. It will also exempt the small-based two-way radio, such as many farmers in small towns have. And those are only one way and within the range of the base. There's no interlock out, so they cannot go out for two-way conversation. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I would like to give you a brief overview of what took place prior to the drafting of this bill. In the past, the cellular phone companies felt they were being overassessed under the central assessment formula. They contested their assessment several times in courts, and every time the courts found for the cellular companies. It became readily apparent over the years that the brick and mortar approach of central assessment is out of date in today's technological world. Efforts to bring the cellular companies into the tax arena by only targeting those companies would only fragment further the taxing structure by which this state taxes the telecommunications industry. We have a gross receipts tax that taxes from 2 to 5%, and that's based on density and number of line miles. And we have the central assessment formula. The decision was made to craft legislation that would address the telecommunications company, past, present, and future. Obviously, that is done with the gross receipts tax, which is objective, unlike central assessment, which is subjective. As I go through the bill, I will highlight the various sections. Section 1 defines the terms in the bill. Section 2 defines telecommunications and exempts radio common carriers and cable TV and pay-per-view. It was never the intent to tax cable TV. I can't stress that enough. Section 3 explains gross receipts. Section 4 brings interstate telecommunications into the tax arena. Presently, they are not subject to any tax. Section 5 sets the rate at 3.5% of gross receipts. Section 6 creates the fund that disperses the revenues. Section 7, 8, 9, and 10 hold the school districts, counties, and state harmless. Section 8 specifically gives the municipally owned telecommunications companies a tax credit of $300,000 per year. Section 11 deposits excess revenue 60% going to all school districts. Let me stress that, all school districts in the state, based on a per diem basis, and 40% goes to the counties. Section 12 is the formula for distribution to the counties, half based on taxable valuation and half based on population. Sections 13 through 25 addresses payment of taxes, licensure, penalties, and refund. Section 26, the last section of the bill, repeals property taxes, both real and personal, on all telecommunications companies. Fellow senators, I submit, sometime, someday, someplace, we will have to decide that the bricks and mortar concept of taxation in the 20th century has given way to the click technology of the 21st century. I say, now is the time. Today, Wednesday, is the day, and this is the place to do it, on the floor of the South Dakota Senate. I ask for your favorable acceptance of the amendment and a yes vote on the bill. Thank you very much.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Brown.
Motion.
Motion.
Senator Brown moves that substitute
motion. We can
motion.
Waive the reading. Everybody has it.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading?
214FG.
Is there a second?
Madam President.
Point of order, Madam President.
I'm clarifying, is this a substitute motion?
No.
No, then we need to deal with the APA motion first, Senator. We have a motion
You're
before
slow.
Us. Good. Further remarks on the Senator APA motion to amend Senate Bill 214? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of the APA motion to amend Senate Bill 214. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Further remarks on Senate Bill 214 as amended. Senator Brown.
Thank you, Madam President. Motion.
Motion.
It's 214FG. An amendment.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second? Remarks on the Brown motion to amend.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, what this amendment will do, it will exempt those municipal-owned utilities from this bill. And we have three of them in the state of South Dakota that have telephone communications.
Interesting.
That is Faith, Beresford, and Brookings. And I would just ask for your favorable support of this amendment and then go on and discuss the bill further.
Further remarks on the Brown motion to amend. Further remarks on the Brown motion.
Madam President.
Senator Apa.
Thank you, Madam President. Members of the body, while I do not consider this a hostile amendment, I, by the same token, would not embrace it. I would ask that you resist the amendment because in Section 8 it stresses that all municipalities are exempted up to $300,000. There is plenty of room for growth for the municipalities before they would even come near this cap. Let me stress that again. At the present time, $300,000 is in the bill. And there will, excuse me. So I would ask that you resist this amendment and let it stand as it is. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Brown motion to amend.
Madam
Senator
President.
Brown.
Well, in Chapter 103330, municipally owned utilities are exempt. And with the way the bill is written with Senator APA, he's bringing those municipal owned utilities into this bill. And I would just ask that these be exempt and appreciate your support.
Further remarks? Senator Everest.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, once again, it's just a rare moment when I stand up and disagree with my good friend and colleague, Senator Brown. But I do think that the whole purpose behind this Senate bill is to level the playing field and to make all people that are involved in telecommunications to a large extent taxed in the same way, in the same manner, and that leaving anyone out would, such as a municipality versus any other telephone service, would seem like a unique thing to do. And so I'd urge you to defeat the amendment. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Brown motion to amend? Senator Bogue.
Pretty good eyes from the front desk, Madam President. Thank you.
Quick.
Well, thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I guess I would beg to differ with my esteemed colleague, Senator Everest, that municipalities are treated quite differently under the tax code, and this is not something that is unique. It is just an extension of existing law. So I would urge you to support the Brown Amendment.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Apa.
Thank you, Madam President. Felt like a jumping jack there. Senator Brown is quoting the right code, but let me point something out. It says, the Constitution says, that you will not tax real and personal property. This bill is not about real and personal property. Let me explain something. Section 26, it says, all telecommunications companies are exempt from real and personal property taxes. This taxes services, not property, neither real nor personal. Please defeat the amendment. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Brown motion to amend Senate Bill 214. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No!
The motion is lost. Further remarks on Senate Bill 214? Hearing none, the question be Senator McCracken.
Madam President, motion.
Motion.
I have an amendment at the desk.
Senator McCracken moves that Senate Bill 214 be amended as follows. On page 3, line 13 of the Senate Taxation Committee and Gross Bill, delete 3 and insert 5.
Is there a second? Discussion on the McCracken motion. Senator McCracken.
Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, what this amendment would do is in regards to Senator Brown's concern that we would delete the $300,000 and we would insert $500,000, and I think that would answer his question on regarding municipal telephone companies. And with that, I would ask for your support of the amendment 214. Thank you.
Further remarks on the McCracken motion? Senator
Apa. Thank you, Madam President. Members, I would consider this a friendly amendment, and I wish you would vote in favor of it. Thank you very much.
Further remarks on the McCracken motion?
Madam President.
Senator Bogue.
Well, I do support the bill, but unfortunately, we failed to heed the prior comment about the existing law about 1033.30 that says this chapter shall have no application to telephone utility owned and operated by a municipality. This exemption only applies to the extent that municipality makes a transfer of those funds to a school district. So we're still taxing a municipal telephone company. Whether we change that from 3 to 5 or 20,000, it doesn't matter. To that extent, I support the amendment, but I still think we should have changed this to exempt the municipalities and to that extent, pass the amendment.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the McCracken motion to amend Senate Bill 214. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion carries. Further remarks on Senate Bill 214 as further amended.
Madam President.
Senator Staggers.
Members of the body, we had a lot of good testimony in Senate taxation over this bill. We had many proponents of the bill. We also had many opponents. We have to thank Senator Apa for bringing Senate Bill 214 to the floor this afternoon, because in the Senate Taxation Committee, those of us that were there, we learned about the mess in telecommunications when it comes to taxation. Of course, we talked about centrally assessed, we talked about gross receipts, we talked about density and so forth. I mean, it truly is a mess the way it is today. and I think it could use the word a disgrace. Now, Senate Bill 214 tries to bring reform to this mess in the telecommunications business when it comes to taxation. However, it does so with a cost. And very simply, that cost is going to be higher taxes on South Dakotans. This is a tax increase. Testimony indicated that many of the companies that are going to be affected by this are very simply going to add 3.5% on the bills. We also had some testimony, they said it would be a surcharge or whatever. So what's going to happen is we're going to have many South Dakotans having higher phone bills because of Senate Bill 214. Every month throughout the year and the upcoming years, they're going to see this on their bills. They know a tax increase when they see it. What should we do about Senate Bill 214? Well, we should defeat this bill. However, at the same time, we have to keep in mind that we want to have reform of the taxing of the telecommunications business. We have to think about this a lot more, because if we would defeat Senate Bill 214, we would still have this tax mess. However, I would suggest that in any reform of the taxing of the telecommunications business, one important principle has to be followed. And that principle is we have to have lower taxes on telecommunications businesses. For the very simple reason is that we have various national studies indicating that of businesses in the country, it's the telecommunications businesses which are the highest taxed in comparison to other regular businesses. So what we have to do if we want to bring about true reform in taxing telecommunications businesses, we have to lower their taxes, which will mean lower bills for South Dakotans. But also at the same time, this would be treating telecommunications businesses like other businesses. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator McCracken.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. Senate Bill 214, I'd like for you to think a minute about past, present, and future. In the past, I think we've all seen what I'm going to call poles, an open wire that stretched across the countryside. Poles with 60 wires on them at one time, copper wires. We went from all the open wire, then we went to what you might call buried cable, pick cable. And in today's world, you see fiber optic cable. With fiber optic cable, it's brought technology and advancements to South Dakota that's almost beyond all of our beliefs here. It is truly a world, a changing world. When we first started out in the telecommunications industry, I think all of us would agree there was just a very few providing telephone service in our great state of South Dakota. Today, there are over 300 providers registered in our state to provide telecommunications services. Some of those providers are facility-based, and when I say facility-based, I'm saying that they have facilities here in our great state. They have buildings, they have people, they have cable facilities. And a number of these providers lease circuits from the facility-based providers and then turn around and resell it. And of these 300 providers, there are a number of them that are based out of the state of South Dakota that simply take a call that's at intrastate, which is in the state of South Dakota, and they will switch it out of state and bring it back in, and then that is described as an interstate call, and we don't receive any tax or any monies in our state coffers for that, but yet they provided a service to our great state here. And there are a number of new companies that are starting up in our state, and I think of one in the Black Hills area. Black Hills Fibercom is putting in state-of-the-art technology out there and bringing new advanced services throughout the Black Hills of South Dakota. They are truly a facility-based provider. In 1987, when we repealed the personal income tax in South Dakota, the centrally assessed utilities continued to pay both personal and real property tax in this state. And the centrally assessed communities, or centrally assessed utilities, continue to this day to provide that. So let's just back up for just a minute. We presently have 300 providers registered in the state of South Dakota. Senator Apa brings to us a bill regarding gross receipts. He is truly on the right track, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, because the only way, in my opinion, that you can get all the providers in a common denominator is something that's revenue-based. And Senator Apa brings to you the gross receipts tax, and it's the only way, whether you're based in South Dakota or based in Nebraska or based in Texas, if you're doing business in the state of, in our great state, the gross receipts tax of 3.5% is the only way that he's going to be able to capture, that we are going to be able to capture that revenue that we do not today. The technology of tomorrow. We talked about the past. We talked a little bit about the present. The technology of tomorrow. I perceive the day, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, when you will see a little antenna on the side of your house, and it'll beam into a satellite, and your conversation will travel anywhere in the world. It'll probably be a totally wireless society. We are almost there today with cable television. Who would have dreamed from the big dishes that we all used to have in our yards at one time to a little dish now that's mounted on the side of the house? That's technology. It's brought us this far. And it's going to take us quantum leaps into the future. And telecommunications providers will keep increasing. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, Senator Apa, in my opinion, is on the right track with utilizing the gross receipts tax. I would urge for your consideration of Senate Bill 214. Thank you.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 214, reminding the body this does require a two-thirds vote for passage. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
No.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Brose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick? Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer? Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen? Hange?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Hotmacher?
No.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
No.
Munson?
No.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
No.
Staggers?
No.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Bitter? Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Senator Brown?
Aye.
Senator Dietrich Elmer? Senator Dietrich Elmer? Madam President, ayes 27, nays 6, excused 2.
Senate Bill 214 has received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed.